said, well, for some reason, he went in June of 1972, consistent with the Shanghai communique.
And then the first and last one, he's going to discuss Vietnam. So
my answer there is that the trip is not related to Vietnam, even though it follows closely on the Hanoi trip. However, both sides are free to bring up whatever subject they'd like. There's no fixed agenda. And I'm sure, of course, the discussion of the subject of Southeast Asia and Vietnam will come up. But I emphasize that the purpose of the trip is for normalization of our issues.
I just want to say, I couldn't answer that one because Florence Stennis was in bed too with a blood clot. And after she got through it, she wanted me to know, a whole lot of things, which I listened. And she said it made her feel so much more secure and better. And the talk, it was a great idea to have me call her because she just went on and told me the whole thing about her, what she was doing, how she first saw him, about the kids running up the street. And he really isn't. She only saw him yesterday.
You told her that first.
You had asked me to call. And
she knew that I had mentioned him to her.
Yes, and I told her I'd send her. I'm going to send her a note with some of that stuff. I didn't tell her that.
You could send a press conference in particular if you wanted to see her. I was not coming out only because I wanted to. The doctor's told me she got it.
Well, she's still in the intensive care unit. She hasn't gotten more to get anyway. She said 3 hours through the operation, they noticed a little, he'd gotten hit on the top of his head, probably the butt of the guy first. And they'd taken everything, they'd say it before they shot him in the head. They didn't shoot him in the head, they shot him after the gun. And as they ran up the street, she said that she heard the boys we saw about 14, 15, as they ran up the street, when she opened the door, she wasn't afraid because she had heard him come up in the car and she was with kids. And she thought it was firecrackers. And as they ran up the street, they hollered, "We got him, we got him." So she figured they were kids on them. She doesn't think anybody could not like understand them enough to.
That's true.
Be after him alone.
Never did unkind to anybody that I know.
But she really was very sweet, and she appreciated your having the call and talked about how wonderful you and Pat have been to them through the years. And so it did hurt, I think, a lot, but just the chat.
The calls, you get the news summary so that they don't, so that it can be 4 days from one was an ash and the other was a one.
Yes.
So you can.
Thank you.
success of everything we've done here is that we have insisted on negotiation for the purpose of negotiating, not the purpose of publicity. You've got it all over the world, and we now changed and took in the press. They would detract from your story, our story, by going around to all the places and getting North Vietnamese to say how they hated America and all that sort of thing, and they hated the president. See my point?
Now, should we tell the North Vietnamese we don't want any? See, we've told them up to now that it's up to them whether they let any. And we don't have
what you're doing. Well, I think from our standpoint, Henry, we've got to say that the North Vietnamese, it's up to them.
Because
if we get in a position where we say,
I would put it this way, that you're not bringing any press because this is a private meeting. Here's what I'd like for you to do. I think you can handle well. You see, you're not bringing any press because it's a private meeting. You will not meet the press. There will be no way that they could do that. You know what I mean? Have they worked this thing out for her?
Well, the way we've discussed it is that no statement from any meeting, you know, no community
right.
or anything, no pictures about Henry's trip
well,
be released unless it is jointly agreed
right.
between the two sides.
Then you could say that as far as the decision with regard to press is theirs, but that it is, and you're not, but that basically we have found that these conversations of this type are much more productive and constructive when there is less press than when there's more. I think if you could say that, but the decision is theirs. Otherwise, they may invite in 100 press people.
Cut down that.
They won't if you tell them. See, if you look, let them do the thing they want. If they want you there, they want the goddamn press there. And that they, if they got the feeling that you tell them you're not going to talk to the press, that you're there to do business, not to make publicity. And who can get
so
that?
So far, we've told them nothing. I mean, so far, we've told them.
I thought you discussed it.
So far, we've told them that I'm not bringing press. I've already told them that. And we've laid down strict rules as to the fact that there can be no interviews. I will get out the ground before I've ended it. There could be no release of pictures except by joint agreement. That they can let the press in, they can let photographers in at the beginning of a meeting, but then the pictures would be released only by joint agreement. That's a few more restrictions like that. But we did say that we are not bringing press and we won't meet with the press. But it's up to them to decide whether they want anyone in. We had to say that.
Yeah, because
I think you got it right.
If not, they'll turn it on us.
Just so you've got the record clear, that we left it up to them. And Ron has asked, we have told them that that's a decision for the North Vietnamese, not for us.
But even if American press are in there, people going in there now, we can still keep control of it by this situation you worked out.
I know absolutely it's refused to meet with the press, but Herb should also not say that.
Absolutely. Herb is not there to be a spokesman, and he understands that. The way it's worked before, Henry, is where you cable back.
We can't just take Herb into China. I mean, I don't think he does us a damn bit of good in Vietnam.
Well,
I think it's very good to have him along simply to say no. That'll go to him. Every request for the press and all the rest, that'll be there.
The press can't get it. They won't even know where they stand.
I know. But there will be requests that will come into the party. There will be American press there. You can be sure of that. And it's just as well to have a man there.
The way it's been working with your cables coming back on the joint announcement is that about the time that Hanoi is making the announcement about Dr. Kissinger today, met for 4 hours with whoever, we announce it here and confirm it here, and that takes all the spark off of the Hanoi anyway. Don't you think, Hanoi?
Oh, yeah, we can get them to release it except at an agreed time. The best way to control people in these countries is just for me to tell Eva Tova we will not do it.
Sure.
And they will. I mean, I told him that Murray Marder shouldn't see anybody. And they kept him safe for us for 2 weeks. He did less damage there than he could have done here.
That's exactly.
He saw nobody. The highest official he saw was an
you don't have to say no. I want you to. I don't want Winston Lohr or somebody like that to say
but
no.
The way I've handled it in China. Oh, no, my.
This would be locked up for the China.
No.
Why? The price of the interest here is when you announce the trip and all the rest. But this thing, goddamn, I'll bet you have another.
It may be covered in terms of press interest, but.
That's the interest.
But if I am sure of one thing, it is that no one moves in Hanoi. That they don't want to move. And, for example, the Chinese just didn't let any calls through to me. To my villa. I'm certain that Hanoi, I'll request the same in Hanoi. If there's a phone in there at all. But I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure no one needs to be turned up because no one will be able to get through. And I'm sure they will not have people standing outside. Because at first, the people probably will not know where they're staying. Second, they won't let them stand there. But I have no objection to it. It wants to be alone.
The main thing, if there's a final statement, if there's, you know, let's say we've met for 2 days or whatever it is, if you make an arrangement where we agree to a set time and I can announce it from here,
all of that will be done.
Like we've done in the past, and that gets the flow of news coming from, you know.
Nothing will be announced that is not announced simultaneously here. If there's a joint statement, it will be announced.
And the other thing is with regard to the press on the POW thing, which is only related to it, we are going to stand absolutely firm on defenses. There are no press to be allowed that those POWs till they get home to their families.
I think
absolute foreign invasion for privacy. This might be combat and boom. These people, these guys have been away. We don't know what their condition is. We're not trying to, they'll get a chance to see them. They should not be exploited and pounced onto the press after this terrible experience that they've been through. Now, without that press, I want defense. I know that Elliot said, well, we'll do our best to get you in. No, sir. I think Elliot should stonewall on that. And on the basis that I said in my press conference, these are men that have been away, and our first obligation is to get them home. And then they can see the press if they want, not if the press wants. It's their decision.
Richardson, I think, said we'll get information to you as soon as possible.
Richardson will do just what we say, but I know he's under enormous pressure. He will be under pressure.
The DOD is very clear on the fact that no press will go in.
But put it on the basis that it isn't the administration, but it's the POW. Well, as a matter of fact, POW wives want to be people. And they don't want anybody, they don't want us to want them either. And they're absolutely right. I don't like that idea at all. You know, just exploit these people. They'll have their time. Their day will come. Only after they're home. God, somebody tries to come back. Be in pretty bad shape. I think. When do the first ones come?
Should be during the next week.
Vice President will be at Clark Air Force Base when they come in, won't
he? We've told him not to.
It's just, we want to make sure that he's...
No, he's been told not to.
How do you mean he'll be there? Be in when they come in?
Well, he goes there at the Philippines.
And we've issued instructions that nobody goes to Clark Field.
Okay.
We've even turned Marcos off to go to Clark Field.
He wanted to go off.